This is a download from the BBC.
Hi there, I'm Ari from the BBC World News for Schools. It's Wednesday the 1st of June. Coming up, Space Shuttle Endeavour retires, wildlife plummets at world-famous national park, and the lightning bolt strikes again. First to Somalia in East Africa, where there's been a big increase in the number of kids being hurt because of the fighting there. The United Nations says hundreds of children are being admitted to hospital with burns and bullet wounds. Half were under the age of five. There's a long history of violence between militants who control a lot of the country and the government. But recently, the fighting has become even worse. Next, the NASA Space Shuttle Endeavour has landed back on Earth for the very last time.
122 million miles flown during 25 challenging space flights. Your landing ends a vibrant legacy for this amazing vehicle that will long be remembered. Welcome home, Endeavour.
The spaceship landed at the Kennedy Space Center in Florida, ending its 19-year mission into space. Like the already retired Space Shuttle Discovery, it'll be put on display in a museum. So that just leaves the Atlantis spaceship, which is set to take off in July. Overnight, it was rolled out to its launch pad at the Space Center, and it'll stay there until it blasts off for the last time next month. Next, impala, warthogs, giraffes. These are just some of the animals whose numbers are said to be plummeting at one of the world's most famous national parks. A big study of animals at the Masai Mara Reserve in Kenya says the numbers of some animals have dropped by more than 70% over the last 30 years. Apart from hunting, another reason for this is an increase in the number of cattle. Experts reckon the cows are eating up a lot of the plants and grasses, making it hard for other animals to survive. Now to the fish that was made into a Hollywood star by the film Finding Nemo. Oh yeah, clownfish are pretty spectacular creatures, but it seems they have a problem. They could be at risk of going deaf. It's thought that as the world's oceans become more acidic in the future, their hearing could be affected, stopping them from detecting predators. They experimented by putting the fish in a tank with the sound of snapping shrimp playing through a loudspeaker. When levels of acidity were low, the fish stayed well away from the speaker. But when levels were raised, the creatures didn't seem to know what to do. And for today's question, we want to know which two oceans clownfish can be found in. Yesterday, we asked you what the capital of Shakira's home country, Colombia, is. And the answer is... Bogota. Just before we go, we have time to tell you that the super-fast Usain Bolt claimed his second 100 metres win in as many races in the Czech Republic.
Bolt and Mullings are front and clear. Bolt's going to take it. Keep your eye on the clock. 9.91.
But despite clocking a time of 9.91 seconds, he was unimpressed with his performance. Well, the fastest man on the planet's got pretty high standards. Okay, that's all from the World News for Schools team. We're back tomorrow.